With the time coming up to 8 o'clock, the news is read by Brian Jennings.
The EU is considering legal action following yesterday's move by the British government to unilaterally change how the Northern Ireland Protocol is implemented, RT News understands. In a strongly worded statement last night, the European Commission said the UK was in breach of the good faith provision of the withdrawal agreement and was set to breach international law for a second time. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
There is a strong sense of déjà vu in Brussels. Last September, the Northern Ireland Secretary Brandon Lewis told the House of Commons the UK would breach international law by taking unilateral action on the protocol through the Internal Market Bill. Yesterday, he said the UK would unilaterally extend the three-month grace period, which exempts GB suppliers from providing certain paperwork when shipping food to Northern Ireland supermarkets. The UK suggests this is merely a technical and operational necessity because the grace period is running out at the end of this month and because a plan for supermarkets to put in place a high-tech traceability system will not be ready on time. Senior EU figures, however, see this as a political exercise designed, once again, to bounce the EU into yielding to UK demands on how the protocol should be implemented. Senior sources say the Commission has made genuine efforts to find workable solutions to the problems surrounding the protocol, but these have been swept aside by a British solo run. Furthermore, London's EU interlocutor, Commission Vice President Maros Šefčovič, was not warned in advance. It's understood the EU will now examine its legal options. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
On this programme, the EU's Financial Services Commissioner, Mairead McGuinness, said talks between the two sides would continue, but in a more difficult atmosphere than prior to the unilateral UK decision. She said the EU wants to address the problems businesses have in Northern Ireland, which were created by Brexit. Asked about the possibility of legal action, Commissioner McGuinness said yesterday's development adds further difficulty to reaching a solution to the problems.
The last time around when this occurred, an infringement proceeding was issued. That decision has not been taken in relation to the very recent news, but there are possibilities. On the other hand, we all know that Brexit has not helped relationships. We have got to move on and deal with the realities, help people and businesses. But we also need to make sure that there is mutual respect and that when we have an agreement or and are in negotiation, that one partner doesn't leave the room and decide it's going to do its own thing.
The number of people with COVID-19 being treated in hospital has fallen by more than 75% since the peak in mid-January. Figures show 472 patients were being treated last night, with 108 of these in intensive care. The efforts of young adults to help curb the spread of the virus have been praised, but officials warn there is still further to go. Our environment and science correspondent, George Lee.
Yesterday's total of 566 confirmed cases of COVID-19 was more than 200 higher than Tuesday, but it was still in line with the downward trend that has seen case numbers fall by between 10 and 15% per week over the past 3 weeks. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn praised the efforts being made by young adults to help curb the spread of the virus. He said despite the small number of high-profile incidents, the data shows the case numbers in those aged 19 to 24 years continues on a downward trend. While we see headlines about young people on the streets, what we don't see, he said, are the thousands of young people who are working hard to minimise the spread of COVID-19 in their homes and their communities. His data showed the disease incidence among young adults has fallen by 40% since the middle of February.
Germany has changed its stance on the use of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine after data from Britain showed it was highly effective in protecting older people. Chancellor Angela Merkel said the vaccine would soon be authorised for those aged 65 and over. France made the same change earlier this week. The United States House of Representatives has cancelled its planned session today amid fears of unrest at the Capitol building in Washington. Security has been stepped up and police say they're taking threats of violence by a militia group seriously. The threat comes 2 months after the building was stormed by Donald Trump supporters. The latest test flight of an unmanned SpaceX rocket has ended with an explosion on the ground in Texas, minutes after what appeared to be a successful landing. Two earlier rocket prototypes crashed on landing in December and early last month. The company, founded by Elon Musk, has been developing the next generation Starship rocket for the purpose of going to Mars. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 Weather with Centra. We're working hard to provide a safe environment so you can shop safely in your local Centra.
A cool and cloudy day today with a few breaks in the cloud. A lot of dry weather too, but patchy rain and drizzle will occur at times throughout the day. Highest temperatures 5 to 8 degrees.